it's just random stuff. And the reason why we did it, no motivation to put anything together ourselves. So, we just basically say something random. And there you have it. Good morning. You got something for a Free For All Friday?
I'm defining irony. I'm following one of those waste management trucks, and it's littering everywhere.
Is it really?
Oh, my God, yeah. My car got hit by, like, three different newspapers already.
Where at?
I've seen all the ads. I'm in Manhattan driving to K-State.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really kind of funny.
I thought they got all the trash picked up in Manhattan by 5 in the morning, according to, you know, me waking up at 3 when they're in my neighborhood.
Well, not anymore, because now it's all over the road.
Maybe that's why they do it at 3 in the morning normally, so that people don't see them, you know, throwing refuse amongst the trees.
So they think it's clean, but then they just put it everywhere on the road, and then they're like, wow, where did we get all this trash from?
Oh, man, that's good.
I thought it was weird.
Well, those guys, man, I tell you. Don't they have like a lid or something?
That they buy a newspaper, it's on the TV.
What's that? What'd you say?
I thought I was going to get blinded by the newspaper. Like, it lands all the way across my windshield, and I hit someone. I'm going, ah! Yeah. The whole time.
Well, at least you, you know, be up to date on your news before you took out a pedestrian.
Yeah, at least my ads or something. Yeah, I know what was on sale today.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Keep up to date on all the latest fun, exciting things they're doing at the Parks Department. You know, good. Keep it going. Stooks in the morning. It's Free For All Friday. What do you got? You got something?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, go ahead.
I got this, what I want to call, that thing that is very, very, very sick, the way that the American people are doing. They want to go to Iraq, and they want to bomb everything and think up. But the only thing that they should bomb up is all of these game bankers that's inside of America. What do you got to think about that?
I think that's one of the most impressive, you know, I don't know, un-PC impersonations I've ever heard.
If they blow up everything in America, they blow up all of the DMF lab, all of the weak controls, and all of the experience, and everything will be in a very safe place. They get all of the game bankers out of there. Everybody be on one page, one of four. Now, I'm just Mr. Patel, and everybody knows Mr. Patel. They think I'm rich because I own one gas station, two luxury mat, and two hotels. I don't know, though. Okay? And another thing I think they got to do, they got to put their head together, and everybody should come together, and everybody should get the illegal immigrant out of there. Because Mr. Patel had to pay for green card. But in Mexico, they don't come up with anything. They call illegal immigration. What do you got to say about that, my friend?
Wow.
That's very good. You need to come and purchase some of my diamonds for me. I get the very best selection in America, guaranteed. They said you cannot buy the diamonds. But when you come, you listen to me very good. When you come to India, I get you the finest ruby that you can buy. I will trade your first one, your second one, and your third one for one. Would you like a shrimp and rice or egg roll? No, too high.
Oh, God, dude.
How much would you like to pay?
Well, I mean, did you write this or what?
You cannot tell me that I write anything. I told you I'm from India. Everything comes from the top of my head to the top of the bottom of my soul and my feet, my friend.
He's freestyling.
That's
man.
Good stuff, man. I'm going to have a brain aneurysm. So
awesome.
Thanks for calling, dude.
All right, buddy.
Call anytime.